Well, now, what is this feeling of unreality that people get, this unconsciousness and upset condition of forgetfulness and so forth? Well, actually, forgetfulness and so on stems from an effort to make things disappear by pressing against them with energy. We push against a thought, if you can imagine this, and if we push against it hard enough and then say it isn't there while it's still there, right, we will become forgetful, believe me. And if we push hard enough, we will become unconscious. But remember, we had to postulate that we could forget. And we had to postulate that we could become unconscious before either of these things could happen. You know, people roll around waiting to go to sleep. Then they say, I am going to go to sleep. Well, I inspect R240, and you'll understand why. The proper thing to do is simply say, I am asleep. But they say, that's a lie. No, no, it isn't a lie unless you considered that you were awake. Now, if you said, I am awake and now I am going to sleep, well, of course, you wouldn't go to sleep. Or you might, if you could induce a self-trance, you could. But the point I'm trying to make is that you can make at any moment a prime postulate. Well, more about that later. Well, now you've had considerable about communication. Oh, my, the communication and the formula of communication and duplication and so on in Scientology that we've covered is very great. But let's read again this formula on communication. Communication is the consideration and action of impelling an impulse or particle from source point across a distance to receipt point with the intention of bringing into being at the receipt point a duplication of that which emanated from the source point. Now, understand, we are using this word duplicate as copy. And we have a perfect duplicate, which means as is. Now, that's the way we're using it today. When we say duplicate, we merely mean a copy. We say copy, facsimile, duplicate, we mean pretty much the same thing. And when we're saying perfect duplicate, we mean as is, and we mean the object in its place, in its time, with its own energy. But a duplicate, that is another piece of energy in another space, and so forth, but it's a copy. So we send a telegram from New York City, and it says, I love you, and it arrives in San Francisco, and it says, I loathe you. Something has happened there that we don't get a perfect duplicate. Well, the more mechanical an individual gets, the less he can make a perfect duplication. And so he can't as is, and he falls even off to a point where he can't make an exact copy. So you say, go around the corner and tell Betty I love her, and he goes around the corner and says, Joe said to tell you he loathes you. And he's perfectly happy doing this. We get a line of soldiers, and we whisper a message, H hour is at 10 o'clock. Now, you're supposed to whisper that to the next soldier, and it goes through a dozen soldiers this way. We find out at the other end, we had beans for suppers, the message which they claim was put on the line. This is an inability to make copies. And this is the most disruptive thing and the most significant thing about communication. The formula of communication for your own use and so forth is simply cause, distance, effect, with a good copy and effect of that which was at cause. That's all you really need to know about communication.